Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, less than 2 days since the end of the football season. I'm not doing it, Al. I want to make this a statement clear now. Although there may be mathematical possibilities that our football team could still make the playoffs, I am not falling into that trap, not with Keith Jones sitting next to me. He wouldn't allow it, right, Jonesy?
We quit a couple of weeks ago.
We quit a couple of weeks ago, and we are not jumping back on. That season's over, and we got great stuff today. Howard Eskin at 7.
Oh, cool.
He was on the sideline when the refs explained to Doug Peterson how the first play was not a fumble recovery. A lot's going on with that. We will have much more for you on that in a few minutes. Ruben Frankel wrote a column yesterday that I am going to start the show with.
Okay.
He's pointing the finger, number one, for this failed season at the head coach, Doug Peterson. Mm. As am I, and I'm going to be real specific about it in a minute. 9 o'clock, Marcus Hayes on the line. Now, I am not even mentioning to him the column he wrote today in the Philly.com Daily News, because he wrote a column saying how happy Jerry Jones is. I don't want to hear about that. But we'll talk to Marcus about some of the controversial things I'm about to tell you. And then at 9:25, Al, why don't we take a little flight down to Las Vegas, Nevada?
Over to
one of the finest cities in the world.
Yeah.
And Todd Zielecki is there for the winter baseball meetings.
Nice.
And now, in the next 24 to 48 hours, Matt Klentak and possibly others, Gabe Kapler's there too, by the way, will sit down with the representatives for both Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, and we'll talk money that is historic. $300 million, $400 million. Huge amounts of money for these two players. I even have a couple of cuts. Rhea was saying to me she missed Gabe Kapler. Got a couple of cuts we'll play today of Gabe. He was there yesterday. I did a news conference.
I bet.
And you know what? He gushed.
Did he
was gushy.
About everybody?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I think he used the word incredible like 12 times in 5 minutes. It was great. But anyway, we'll get to all that. We got great giveaways today, a fun contest. Flyers, Santa packs, Brian Dawkins jerseys. We got great stuff there as well. And I'm going to start with something that got lost yesterday in our show because we were really angry at the refs. Now, before we do that, I just want to run by Jonesy what we saw on the first play of that game. What did you think of that?
The Eagles should have had the ball.
It was a terrible call. Horrific miscarriage of justice.
It's as bad as it can be.
The ref, do you know, again, last night in Monday Night Football, there was a play that was illegal
they
allowed?
Yeah.
The refs this year are so appallingly bad. Even ones I thought were good. I thought this Cleek Blakeman guy was good.
Well, Cleek didn't make the... They should have made it on the field, but that was New York.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Rhea, because we have exclusive tape of what was really going on. And Malcolm Jenkins was on to something. Malcolm Jenkins said after the Eagles game that he thinks that whoever made the call that it wasn't a fumble recovery should get off the bottle. And
that's
we have tape from where they were doing those, making those decisions, Al. And there was a party going on. And you'll hear what was really happening behind the scenes. You know what else you'll hear today? You'll hear Merrill Reese do a Christmas carol about how he thinks the game was fixed. Al, that's a charmer.
Hmm. Well, I mean, it was fixed. Right. There's no doubt.
But I'm going to start with this. Al, I try to... We're going to have a little break here in a couple of weeks around the Christmas holiday.
Okay.
And as you know, I like to read a lot. And I was going to read the book written by Doug Peterson called Fearless.
Okay.
But now I've decided to wait until he writes the sequel, No Longer Fearless. Because what happened in the game on Sunday, you could see how he has changed in 1 year how success made him more conservative. The very thing that made Doug Peterson a success in the Super Bowl championship season was that he did not. He boldly moved forward without worrying about the repercussions. Am I right, Jonesy?
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Who calls a trick play against Bill Belichick at the end of the first half of the Super Bowl? Who does that but Mr. Fearless Doug Peterson?
Guy who knows he doesn't have the horses that he had last year.
All right, well, I mean, he made a decision in that game that was not just atypical against what he normally does, but it was also against all analytical analysis, all statistical breakdowns of what the better thing to do was. It's real simple. It's 23-22. The Eagles are down a point, and they're kicking the extra point. And I'll start with that. On most teams, it's pretty much a sure thing. We learned again on Sunday it isn't with the Eagles because Jake Elliott cannot be, he's not locked down, straight up, reliable.
And that's a fact.
That, let me just say this. He got off the hook.
He did.
With the ref stuff and everything else. Mm. You missed that extra point. That's a different game if he hits it.
It is.
It's a different game.
It is.
But because he misses it, a big decision is about to be made by Doug Peterson. He had it a year ago in Carolina. He had it a couple of times this year. When there's a penalty on the two-point conversion, as there was on that play, Doug almost always takes the kicking team off the field and tries to get the 2 points. It's 1 yard. The odds of making it for any team 1 yard is 57%. The odds of the Eagles making it, I'm not a statistical guy here, the Eagles were 5 for 5.
It's 100%.
On 2 point conversion. I think that's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to hear this. The Fox guys were on top of this, right? Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were on top of this possibility before the Eagles scored the touchdown, before Sproles got in. And listen to what they were saying just before that.
Don't forget, Doug Peterson loves what they do with 2 point tries. They're 5 for 5. If they score here, that's on the board. And I would almost expect them to go for 2 if they score.
I'd almost expect them to go for 2. That's Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I went, no, if they, I want the lead. You know, the Eagles never had the lead in the whole game, not one time. And they were 1 yard away from the lead with 1:39 to play and the Cowboys with the ball. Now, here's the last component of that. Kamu Grugier-Hill had already called them chokers. Why don't we put them on the spot and see if they are? A tie, you're not a choker. A tie, you don't get it. You go to overtime. Down a point, you got to get in field goal range or you lose the football game. Right?
Yeah.
Then, I want you to hear what the Fox guys did right after the Eagles scored. Here's what they said right then.
Gets in for the touchdown. The sideline says, kick the extra point. No 2 point try with 1:39 remaining. Well, he hasn't had quite as much success this year with the fourth down calls and 2 points.
It very slightly less success. He's done it less.
Yeah.
All right. On the fourth down calls, he had 26 last year through the whole season,
right.
17 this year, slightly less. Pretty good conversion rate, still over 60% both ways. 5 for 5 in conversion. They didn't have that stat.
Well, they had it before. And they had it a minute, right. Like 2 minutes earlier. They had that stat.
All right. I know we brought this up yesterday, but given the reputation of Doug Peterson, given that the name of his best-selling book is Fearless, should he have gone for the 2?
The next book name would have been Stupid.
Did
you watch that game?
The analytics.
I don't care about analytics.
I saw the kicker miss.
I watched the game. They couldn't gain 1 yard. Anytime. They could not gain
They did not have a play to make 1 yard to win it. They did not have a play
that
would give you the lead when they're 5 for 5 in that situation. They did not have a single play.
No.
I don't believe
you. Did you watch that
game? You're wrong.
They couldn't gain a yard. If it was, if they said the ball's at the 15, I might have taken it.
All right. Al says the sequel is stupid. Rhea, what do you think?
He doesn't have the horses to do what he did last year.
1 yard. Josh Adams.
He's not a short yardage back. Have you watched him?
Carson Wentz on the
Carson
sneak.
Wentz can't run anymore.
Can you give me the analytics on a guy missing two extra points in the same game?
He's only missed one extra point all season, and it was that one,
Kate
unfortunately.
Jones.
Yeah.
What?
The expectations this year were high.
Yep.
And in Doug's mind, he just sent a message to everybody that he knows they're not good enough.
So by not going for the two, he's making a statement.
He's trying to hang on and look for something to happen.
I didn't even look at that.
And that's the difference. Last year, there was no expectations.
Right.
So he was the element of surprise was something that you could live with because the Eagles weren't expected to win. This year,
clearly,
Jonesy,
you are more in – you're using more intelligence than the other two people. So I want to
I
need you to do this. I need you to analyze this next thing because yesterday I asked them and then they asked them in the news conference, Doug, about the possibility of trying to get the lead with 1:39 to play. And here is Doug's explanation. It's be ready here. There's a lot going on in this explanation. Here's Doug explaining it.
You make the 2-point conversion, you're up one, right? Dallas has two timeouts and every down available to stay on the field and kick a game-winning field goal. Obviously, if we don't make it, chances are game's probably over. We kick it, we tie. Now, Dallas still has two timeouts. Now they're not as likely to go for it on fourth down, right? There's a chance now, fourth and eight, that they say, you know what, we're going to punt the football, and we only have one timeout at the time with maybe no time left, and you're still playing for overtime.
Right, can I be honest with you? I'm woozy right now. I'm actually losing consciousness
with all
that. Yeah,
he did make
that.
The one point is
they
would have
gone
right
for it
at
all four downs.
And based upon
because they could lose the game.
Right, and based upon how many times the Eagles have been burned on those long fourth and eight plays or fourth and 15.
So is he saying I didn't trust my defense to make a play? Are you still going to have to trust them in the overtime?
Yes.
Yeah, but you might win the coin toss.
Exactly how they lost?
But you might win the coin toss.
I might win the coin toss. You're going to put your season on a coin toss?
What's the percentage of the...
You never got the ball back.
What's the percentage on the 2-point conversion?
60. No, you know what, Al? It's higher for us. We're 100. The percentage is 100.
Oh.
Well, they're 5 for 5. We've done it 5 times. It worked 5 times. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it was the wrong decision to make.
Yeah, they lost.
They pressed
wrong decision.
Them.
See ya.
No, we never got the ball back.
Yeah.
No.
Wentz was finally hot. He was finally throwing the ball great. Things were starting to go our way offensively. Never got back
in
the game.
So you never got the ball back. So doesn't that lead you to believe you thought Dallas would take the ball, go down and get a field goal?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't. Because Al.
It went the length of the
hold
field.
Hold on.
It's a whole
You're
different pressure on
the
them.
You're missing the Grugier Hill factor.
Oh.
The choke factor.
Yeah.
Jonesy could tell you, how different is it when you're down a goal in the last two
it's
minutes?
It's a major difference, but when a team has a history of choking like Dallas has,
give them
to
a
be
chance.
Down a point, let them choke.
Let them choke. It's better than 50% you're going to get the 2 points.
Yes, their season was
Do
also
it.
On the line.
Yeah. Oh, I wish they had gone for two. It would have worked and we would have won and our lives would be better. Anyway, one last one. So they pressed them on and they went, Doug, now that it's all said and done, you know how it ended. Would you do it differently? Here's what we said.
I still stand by my decision. Plus, with the high kick, you know, we're going to pin them inside the 20. I think they got the ball at the 17-yard line, and we were still able to stop them and go into overtime. Those situations, end-of-game situations, are different than third-quarter situations. They're totally different. We played the percentages at the end of the game. Quite frankly, gave us the best chance of winning that game.
I will say this for Doug, and in his defense, he is very analytical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He does really have a grasp on the parameters of a situation. He's really good at that. But he made the wrong decision. You can't write a book saying fearless and then say no on the 2-point conversion when you've done it so successfully you won a Super Bowl.
And based on his answers, he thought about it long and hard.
I know he did.
All night. I guarantee
he regrets it.
Yes, I guarantee he regrets it.
He regrets. And you know what? By the end of the show, Al will regret saying his next book is going to be called Stupid. And Rita will regret. You
said
it's terrible.
I'm
going for it.
Yeah.
His next book. They're going to recant their foolish position on this issue.
By the end of the show, I'll regret being here.
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Yes, Rhea, and then the check will come and you'll not regret
not
it any
much.
Further. Right? Anyway,
nobody died.
Here's what we're going to do today. Because in this idea on our contest, let me tell you what we're playing for. How about a Flyers Santa sack? Ultimate Flyers gift for the holiday season. Great tickets to a game. An exclusive Gritty ornament. Wings lacrosse tickets and lots more, all in the sack. You can order one now for a Flyers fan for the holidays, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. If you don't want that, how about a Brian Dawkins Eagles jersey? It's the one jersey you can embrace for the rest of your life because he's one of the all-time heroes.
Yes, he is.
You can buy these jerseys for the holidays and any other jersey you want at the official Philadelphia Eagles pro shops located in Lincoln Financial Field, Rockvale Outlets in Lancaster, and Cherry Hill. How about a 2018 Hess toy truck? They're there. They got an RV with ATV and motorbike. That's this year's truck. It's awesome. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Or you could win a pair of tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish. They're back together next July at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Or a pair of tickets to the Air Force Reserve Boardwalk Classic. Four great basketball games, including Temple Davidson. Tickets are available now for that event on December 15th at Ticketmaster.com. All we want today is one word to describe the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles season. One word describes it. Shouldn't be too difficult. Think of the one word that best describes the season that ended Sunday in Dallas, Texas. All right, you're shaking your head again now.
I don't understand this. Over. It's over.
It's over. Jonesy, is it over?
It's never over.
Bree, is it over?
Over. Not over.
Everybody's a smartass. 888-729.
I'm going to tell you how on the update.
Oh, don't do it. Please,
yes,
Rhea, I'm begging you.
It.
Don't do
gonna
it.
Going to go
do
through
it,
the scenarios.
Please. Oh, no. Yes. Don't do it, Rhea.
Well, what do you want me to tell you about Joel Embiid's problems?
I'm going to do that when we come back.
Good, because I'm not putting it in the update.
Well, I'm putting it in right after the update. It's coming up next. Joel Embiid's got a couple of minor issues. And he shared them with everybody yesterday. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time, 660.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.